presented by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Tonight we present Ye Who Are Heavy Laden, a drama based on a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. In the marketplace of Cana in Galilee, a band of men stand forlorn and defeated. Then on signal from a sentry, they step up two at a time to the forge of the blacksmith, where they are joined by iron chains. And each blow of the blacksmith's hammer drives home to them the fact that they are no longer free, no longer able to remain in the village of their birth. Even now, a young man stares at the blacksmith with hateful eyes as he is summoned to step forward and have the chains affixed to him.
You there! I motion to you, step up here. Well? Oh, I see. You're going to be difficult about it, I am. Sentry, give me a hand with this one.
I move when you're told.
Take your hands off me.
If I take my hands off, you'll have to project the spear. Would you like that better?
No need to treat the boy that way.
Look, old man, when I want advice from a slave, I'll ask for it. Else watch out for your own hide. Now, lad, will you step up to the forge, or do I have to...
All right, blacksmith, hammer the chains onto him.
I'll need another man to join him, too. Who'll it be?
I'll take any... I know. This old man stood up for him. Join the two of them together. It'll serve them both right. This way, old man.
Yes, sir.
Now, hold still, lad. Ma'am. Hold still, as if you move, it's your wrist that'll take the blow. Say, boy, what's the matter with you?
You'll pay for this. One day I'll come back and make you pay for it.
Oh, see here, I had nothing to do with it. Not my fault you're being sold as a slave. I just have my work to do.
One day I'll kill you.
Quiet. They always blame me. No matter what. Just because I'm the one who has to put the chains on. You'd think I like doing this kind of work.
Go on, get it over with.
All right, just stop talking, that's all. All right, you, old man, your wrist next.
Yes, sir. Together a long time.
I didn't choose you.
I know. But we're to be joined hand in hand for months. We might as well make the best of it.
Look, old man.
My name is Malachi.
I don't care what your name is. I just want to warn you. I don't like people who talk too much. You understand?
Quite.
And even more than that, I hate people who try to make the best of bad situations.
All right, you two, stand over here. In a little while, the sentry will lead all of you through the town and on your way. Stand over here. Next pair.
The last of us has been chained. We'll be leaving soon. Glad I said we'd be leaving soon.
I heard you.
What caused it, lad?
I don't want to talk about it.
You're not a criminal, I know that. What happened? How did you come to be sold into slavery?
I might ask you the same thing.
My case is simple enough. A debt I couldn't pay.
Well, mine's the same. Now, let's not talk anymore.
If you'd rather.
All right, men, stand to and follow me. Let me warn you, though, any men who attempt to flee will be overtaken and punished.
Now.
So many things I'm seeing now for the last time, lad.
Not me. I'll be back here one day. I'll even a few scores, don't you worry.
Yes, yes. You're young, you have a chance of coming back, but I... No, I'm afraid I'll never return.
Well, if you have any scores to even, just let me know. I might as well cover the lot of them when I come back. And I'm coming back, you hear?
Yes, 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 of course.
And the first thing I... Say, wait. What's that over there? Another crowd of slaves?
No, they wouldn't be slaves. They're not chained or tied together.
I can see that now.
Oh, wait. I see. Lad, this is a good omen.
Good omen? Now, when we're like this?
Lad, look at him. Don't you see there in the midst of them all the man who stands so tall and straight? Look at him.
Yes, I'm looking. Well?
The master. The master himself.
Is that him? You sure?
Oh, I've seen him many times. I know him. Look, he sees us now.
You'd better come along, old man.
Now, wait, 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 please, boy. Just a little while, a moment. The master's going to speak to us. You ought to hear him.
It doesn't take too long.
He's going to speak now. You see?
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Did you hear that? Come unto him. We just leave here, make our chains melt away, and go and follow him.
Oh, wait, wait, lad. He has more to say.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
Take your yoke upon us. We have chains and burdens enough now.
Quiet, lad.
I will not be quiet.
Move along, you two. The boy and the old man, move along unless you want to be flogged. Now move along.
Come, old man. I won't risk a flogging just to hear that kind of talk. Come. They say 8 weeks, but no one really knows. None of us has been on deck in all the time we've been at sea.
Has anyone heard? Do they know where we're going?
Some of them say Crete, but no one knows for sure. How do you feel today?
The same. I think if I could see the sun again one day, I'd feel better.
We could all say that.
And some of us could do with more food, couldn't we?
We all could.
I mean, there are some who don't eat their full ration, pitiful little that it is.
Well, I don't know who that could be.
I know, lad. I know how much of your food you've been putting into my bowl. I know. And I'll try to make it up to you one day. Aaron.
You called me Aaron just now. Like my father used to.
Your father? You've never mentioned him before.
He's dead.
Oh.
That's the way it happened. He died. I promised him a decent burial. I borrowed the money. That's why I'm here now.
I see.
But I'll make them all suffer. All of them. Samuel, who lent me the money and took my bond and sold me. And Jonathan, who wouldn't lend me the money to keep me out of slavery. And so many more who could have helped. They'll all pay for this.
You still feel the same. I thought you would change.
Has anything happened to help me change? herded into the filthy hold of this ship, starved, beaten. That's only given me more to hate people for.
Aaron, of all the men in this hold, you've been the hungriest and the thirstiest and felt the pain of the lash most, even though you've been beaten no more than any other man. It's because you torment yourself within, Aaron. You make your own way more difficult than it need be.
I don't want to talk about that.
Now, please, Larry.
No, Malachi, I've listened to all you've told me. All the things you've heard the Master say about meekness and love, about returning good for evil. And I only know one thing. I shall fight everyone who harms me, hate everyone who despises me, and revenge myself on all who have wronged me or will wrong
you
me.
You don't mean that, lad. I know you too well. I knew it from the first time I talked to you when you wanted to share with me what you had.
I had nothing. I only offered to get revenge for
That's
you.
That's exactly what I mean. You had only hatred, and yet you wanted to share that. You're really a good lad at heart, and if ever the chance comes along... What's that?
Sounds like the bottom of the boat has scraped sand. We must be at our destination.
Yes. Yes, everyone seems to have noticed the boat's come to rest. But where? What will happen to us now?
Oh, we'll know. We'll know soon enough what's to happen to us.
The hatch is opening. Rays of light. Daylight.
Yes, Malachi.
All you slaves below deck, start coming up two at a time. Start coming up.
Too late to bid at the slave auction, eh, Artemis?
Yes, Fanuel. But there are two slaves still left.
You mean no one wanted them, don't you?
I don't know why. The boy's strong, very strong.
Oh, let me see. Stand up, boy. I said stand up.
You'd better stand, Aaron.
When I'm ready.
Get up. Let Fanuel look at you. That's better. Well, Fanuel, what do you think?
There's plenty of work in that one. I'll take him.
You have to take them both.
The old man, he's no good.
That's the way they're to be sold, both together. I warn you to take them both. The boy's surly. The old man is the only one who can control him. You see, they were chained together all the way over here.
But the old man will eat as much as if you're working. I have to think of that.
Take my word for it. Take them both.
All right, I'll take them both. But that boy had better be able to do more than one man's work. I can't afford to be paying out my money for nothing. All right, both of you. You belong to me now. Artemis, strike the chains off of them. A few more strokes and this tree will be felled. Stand back. You too, old man.
Yes, sir. Come, Aaron.
That's the biggest tree he's cut since we've been here, Malachi.
You mean it'll take a good deal of strength to haul that one, hmm?
Yes. And if he expects the two of us to do it, well, he's reckoning without me.
You've already exposed yourself to one beating, lad, and we haven't been here a week.
Don't tell me what to do. No man is going to work me like an ox.
Oh, there it goes.
And bring her back to the house.
There's more work there than two men can do.
Oh, I see. Well, if that's the way you feel, just remember I didn't ask your opinion.
Well, I'm telling you anyhow. Two men can't haul that tree along the ground.
See here, boy. I've lived in these woods of Crete for my whole life. I know what a man can do and what he can't.
I tell you, two men can't do it. Besides, the old man might die if you make him try it. I won't let you do that.
You won't let me. Well, I say one man will haul that tree.
One man?
Yes, one man. You, boy.
Me? You've taken advantage of me long enough.
I have the axe, boy. Another step closer and I'll be forced to use it on you.
Yes. Yes, you have the axe. But one day you won't have a weapon.
Then we'll wait for that day. But right now, tie these ropes to that tree and start hauling. I said start!
Yes, sir.
Please. The boy's exhausted.
He'll have to keep hauling that tree.
Then at least let me help him, please.
Keep moving, boy.
The ropes are cutting into his shoulders. You can't make him go on.
I will. Keep moving, I said.
Can't move another step.
He brought it on himself.
Only because he was trying to protect me.
Does he think I don't know it takes three men to move that log?
Three men?
Of course. I was going to help until he started talking, taking things for granted. Believing I'd make a young boy and an old man all that thing. Well, I'll teach him. Move on.
Please, sir.
Move on!
Oh, sir, he's fainted. He's fallen.
Yes. Maybe now he's learned his lesson. Come. We'll take him home.
Now, lad, does the cool bandage make it feel any better?
Yes, Malachi. Much better.
I tell you, lad, it hurt me as much, though I have no wounds to show for it.
Don't worry. It's just another entry in the record.
A record?
In my mind, I have a record of all those who'll be paid back one day. Well, Fanuel has earned himself a prime place there with this bit of torture.
Oh, lad, don't talk that way.
One day I'll get my hands on that axe.
Aaron, you ought to put such thoughts out of your mind.
Not after what he did today.
Well, you brought it on yourself. He never meant that the two of us should haul that log.
You mean he was going to help?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. Don't you see, lad, what the master meant? We can make burden for ourselves by our own attitude toward misfortune and toward other people.
The master only wanted to give me another burden.
But his burden can make all the others lighter.
That's impossible.
If you'd only try.
Look at my shoulders, Malachi. See how deep the wounds are. Well, they're nothing compared to how deeply inside myself I hate that man, Fanuel. And now, if the price of your care is listening to more talk about love and kindness, then I'll care for my own wounds.
All right, lad. No more talk. Just let me take care of you.
We'll start on this tree today. Broad, tall, maybe a good plank in here that some shipbuilder will buy.
I could cut her down for you, sir.
You? What makes you think I'd give this axe into your hands?
I could save you a great deal of work, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm more interested in staying alive. I'll cut her down myself.
Have it your way. Malachi and I will wait over there.
All right.
I thought for a minute he might give it to me.
I'm glad he didn't. You could never wash the stain of another man's blood from your soul.
My time will come. Don't worry.
Watch out there! You'll be falling soon now!
Aaron, look!
Huh?
Look, the tree's beginning to topple! Fanuel! Fanuel, look out!
Malachi! Look! He's been pinned under that tree.
Yes, yes. Come, we must help him.
Me? Help him? You're a fool, Malachi.
Lad, can you stand there and let a man die?
It's not my fault. I didn't raise a finger against him. And I don't intend to raise one to help him either. It's not my fault.
Aaron, please. Now a man's life hangs in the balance. You must help him. Come.
Come!
No, Malachi.
Then I'll do what I can.
Malachi, come back here.
I must try to move that tree.
Wait! You're a fool. You might kill yourself trying. You're not young anymore.
Daniel, I'll try to help you. I will. I will.
Malachi, no. You can't help him.
It won't be because I'm not trying.
Here, I won't let you.
Let go of me, and let go.
No!
Please, lad. Please.
Malachi, you're crying.
For you, lad. For you. You don't know what you're doing. You can't do this. Not you. The boy who gave me his food and did the work of two men so that I might live. The boy who faced slavery to pay his father the last tribute of a decent resting place. Can you let a man die?
Don't say any more, Malachi.
This one time, lad. Drive the hatred from your heart. Take up the master's burden. Do as he would do. Please, son.
No one has called me son like that since my father died. And my father, he would have helped now. Stand aside, Malachi.
You'll do it, lad.
I'll do it. By myself.
Aaron.
Yes, sir?
You've been sitting beside my bed a long time, haven't you?
It's been 2 days. Malachi was here, too, but I've sent him to get some rest.
I won't forget what you've done. Yet the other day, when you asked for the axe, I wouldn't give it to you because I could see the hatred in your eyes. And in spite of that, you saved me. Why?
Something happened that day. Something that has changed me. I began to realize that what the master said was true.
The master?
A prophet of my country. He said the burden of love and kindness is light upon a man. And it's so. For I was the one who suffered most from my hatred of others.
You've finally learned that. We'll get along better now, lad. Not that I expect you to like slavery, what man could.
Now that you are better, the cutting of the trees will have to go on.
You'll have to do it by yourself.
I know.
Then let me give you a bit of good advice. It can be easy if you know how. First, let me tell you this. No need to drag those heavy logs all the way back.
But that's the way we've been doing it.
I could confess to a bit of stubbornness myself. I meant to break you, lad. And I would have if you'd kept on being stubborn. That's why we dragged whole logs all that distance. Now I'll tell you the easy way. Trim them first, then split them into timbers, and then haul each timber separately. You'll find it lightens your work a great deal.
Yes, of course. I wouldn't have thought of that.
And there are other things I can tell you, too, to make your work easier. I think from now on, Aaron, life here will be pleasanter for us all. Give me a hand. I think I can get up from my bed today.
Yes, sir. Now?
There I am, standing. And I'm rather happy that I could be up today.
Today? Is this a special day, sir?
In a way. Now, Malachi, if you'd lend me your hand, I think I could walk to the window.
Yes, of course.
There. I can see the boy from here. I wanted to see him at his work.
Oh, he's been doing very well ever since that day.
I know. The whole island of Crete is talking about the young man who works like 10. My friends have been telling me when they came to visit.
I'm glad you know.
Strange, isn't it? The same lad, the same work. Yet it's all so different now.
Because he's taken on the master's burden.
He, too, mentioned the master. What has this master said which made this great change?
We heard him on the day we were first bound together by iron shackles. He said to us...
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
And the boy did find rest for his soul once he gave up hating and resenting.
And they found more, too. That's why I had to make sure I was well enough to get along by myself from now on. Malachi, the boy shall have his freedom again.
What, sir?
Yes, I shall set both of you free. After all, I'm a man who knows what the word gratitude means.
Oh, sir, how can I...
Wait. He's coming back to the house now. Malachi.
Yes?
Go, meet him at the door. Tell him. Tell him he's free from now on. Free of slavery of the body, because I say so. But more important, free of the slavery of the heart, because he's given up hatred. Will you tell him that?
Yes, I know. Nothing could give me greater satisfaction than to tell the boy he's free at last, in body and in spirit.
Listening to Ye Who Are Heavy Laden, another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived. Greatest Story Ever Told was a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.